We're back with episode, are you ready for this, number 10.
Double digits.
Of the 1209 podcast.
Wow. What week is it?
Well, it's a lot of weeks.
It is.
30 or so, probably.
Wow.
Because we have a couple weeks off in there.
Yeah.
And do you know why we call it the 1209 podcast,
no, Mr. Greiner? Why do we call it
the 1209 podcast? Because we're coming to you live from
beautiful
1209 West Ogden. It's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Nice.
Did you hear the exciting news? I am so pumped. Last time, we were talking about how we wanted to auction off a guest spot on the 1209 podcast.
And it's up.
It's up. So for those of you attending the auction on February 28th, one of the silent auction items.
It's silent auction.
It is a silent auction.
I want to get it up
because they don't want to embarrass us in front of everybody.
I mean, too late.
Like, yeah,
just
it's true.
Fact, like,
there is an option for you and your family to be guests here on the 1209 podcast.
Wow.
Bidding begins at $50.
Heard by millions.
We, truthfully,
internationally,
we're about 25 downloads short of 4,000.
Wow! For the season.
For the season.
That's
still
pretty impressive.
But we're going to hit 5,000 on the season, which is just craziness.
That is.
It's craziness.
Doesn't make sense.
But the bidding starts at $50, increments of 25.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
So we're looking forward to having whoever wins. We're rooting for all of you.
I figure it's going to break auction records. Like, it's going to be bid so high.
I just don't know which end of the auction records it's going to
break. I'm thinking high. I think it's going to break the high end.
I think it's going to be great, and we look forward to having whatever family wins that auction item.
Or person.
Well, yes, I suppose you don't have to bring your family,
correct.
But that's the idea.
Well,
but whatever.
What if a staffer, what if like Mr. Wayman decides to just bid it up?
Then welcome back, Mr. Wayman.
Maybe he could bring his wife.
The lovely Jill. The lovely Jill Wayman. Well, this week we've got members of our campus ministry team and Kairos leaders on the podcast.
Nice.
And then we've got the first semifinal matchup between Miss Paliaka and Mrs. Byron.
It's a good matchup.
It was a good matchup. It was very hotly contested.
It was.
And we had to use the edit button.
Did we?
Yeah, we had
we
to
ended
use the
up
edit.
Editing
we ended,
it.
We ended up editing it.
We were questioning it.
And we
was
edited.
It me?
It was you.
I got edited for the first time. That's...
So, congratulations.
Wow,
Mr.
that's kind of, I think... That's pretty honorable.
It's
right
pretty
there.
Great. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got coming up here? Oh,
I don't
all
know.
So
what do
5th,
we have coming up here?
Thursday the 5th, that we talked about this before, 7th grade Scholastic Bowl. And good news, I worked everything out.
You are so you, you've got the
hosting,
announcing all done?
Going to take care of the announcing and the Scholastic Bowl. I'm going to do both.
How are you going to do that?
Great question, Mr. Joynan.
Do you have a clone?
Maybe I do.
That'd
maybe
be
I
great.
Do. I have been mistaken for Rosie O'Donnell in the past.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They walking down the street, somebody said, I love the League of Their Own.
No, they did not. Please
so,
tell me you're joking.
So,
somebody called you Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, that's
you remember
so
when
good.
She, you remember when she used to throw koosh balls into the audience?
Yeah. Why? Why did she throw koosh balls?
I used to come home from grade school and watch that show, and I'd see her throwing koosh balls.
And you wanted to go.
I wanted,
wanted
to go.
Free
I wanted
balls.
To catch a koosh ball.
Wow. I'm going to start calling you Rosie now.
It's fine. February 5th, we've got, as we talked about, the Scholastic Bowl, 7th grade Scholastic Bowl, also senior night for the ladies' basketball team. So that'll be fun. And, well, I don't know. We've got, we certainly have the, oh, this is a nice night. February 12th, for any junior parents, this is near and dear to my heart, the college kickoff.
Well, that's a big day.
That's a big night, 7 o'clock in the auditorium. All the counselors will be there to
do
talk
you get
about.
To talk?
I will not be there, unfortunately.
Oh, so not all the counselors.
So that's probably
going to
hurt
there.
Attendance. But the other four counselors will be here, and we'll be talking about the college process, how we do things at Nazareth. So I think that's a good
kind
thing.
Of an important day.
On the 18th, we have Ash Wednesday Mass. So it's already we're entering Lent already. We're moving fast.
That's crazy.
We're moving quick, and I'm going to announce this.
Uh oh.
This is the first time I'm publicly announcing
it. Is it exclusive?
This is an exclusive.
A 1209 exclusive.
On February 23rd, as part of our NSET program, Nazareth Students Experiencing Theater.
I prefer theater.
Theater. I'm proud to announce that one of the best Chicago actors in Chicago will be coming to Nazareth to talk to the kids.
John Mahoney.
No.
No. Let me keep guessing.
Well, all right.
Bill Murray.
Gene Wygant will be here at 6 p.m. on Monday the 23rd, and it's, I've been talking with him via email. He's a great guy. Right now, he's starring in La Cage aux Folles. But Monday is night off, so he's going to come out to the Academy to talk to the kids. So all are invited to the auditorium, 6 o'clock on the 23rd.
Is that a free-of-charge event?
That is a free-of-charge event.
That's awesome.
I think we might even put it on the Cube.
I think we should.
Why not?
That might hurt attendance, though. You got to be careful.
Yeah, we do need good attendance. We want that.
We got to talk this up.
Yeah. And as you know, as we were talking about, we had, you know, parent-teacher conferences on February 26th.
That's a busy week. That's that Thursday.
You know what else the February 26th is?
I don't.
It would be my birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Parent-teacher conferences on my birthday.
Mine's the 20th. You don't even have it marked on the calendar.
You know what? Hold on.
Pencil that
in. Getting the pencil out.
So you can erase it later?
Birthday. A couple other things as we head down the road. I know we wanted to talk about Snowball, March 20th and 21st. We're going to have the Snowball Committee on, down the road a bit. And last but not least, something we touched on a bit. I know it's way down there, but registration is now open April 19th for the NAS 5K.
Wow.
Which is going to be fun.
Do we have a special announcement about that, too?
I suppose we could, right?
Exclusive again.
Another exclusive. I am proud to announce that I will be hosting.
Wow.
The NAS 5K this year.
Look
on
at
April
you.
19th. I was not asked to run for some reason.
Yeah, why not?
Surprises
I think
me.
You should run it.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
Okay.
I was at the Mayfair Center.
Yes.
Gym of choice.
The gym of choice.
And I like to, I run a 5K, I don't run, I run walk a 5K every day.
Okay.
That's part of my treadmill routine.
Routine, I like it.
And yesterday I was trying to beat my personal record.
Time or
time.
Distance?
Time.
Okay.
Missed it by 7 seconds.
That's a killer. That's
seven
a killer.
Seconds.
It makes you feel pretty bad, doesn't
I
it?
I was unpleasant. So I had to stick around for an extra 15 minutes.
Why?
To just walk on the treadmill to try to cool myself down.
You should have just tried again. Do another 5K.
I don't think so.
3.2 miles.
Yeah, I don't think 3.1.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. Now today what we've got, and this will all be public knowledge by the time this comes out, today we've got the Catholic Schools Week pep rally.
I'm pretty excited about that.
The video, everybody will know about by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
The Shake It Off video.
Nice.
In the long tradition of the history of, what was it called, the History of Music? What
yes.
was the video? Is that what it's called,
I
the
think
History
that was
of Music?
The first one.
And Call
history
Me Maybe.
History of Dance.
History of Dance. Call Me Maybe. And even going back further, the Planking.
The Planking was
video.
A good one.
Planking
the
was
plank
good.
One.
I liked Plank. I'm trying to think, Miss Garside planked really well. She planked on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wayman planked on the roof of the gym.
He did. I planked on a bus.
You planked on a bus. I planked outside of the detention room with the detention sign-in book on my back.
Nice.
Trying to think.
Mr. Banaschik planked on the rim of the basketball hoop.
Yes,
that was
that's
impressive.
Right. That was very impressive.
Yeah.
Why
was planking popular?
Why was planking even a thing?
Like, looking back, it is one of the dumbest things ever. You just lay down on a surface flat. Why was that funny?
What do you want to do for fun? I think I'll lay face down.
At the time, we're like, oh, yeah, this is funny. Now, looking back, like 3 years later.
There was a whole Office episode about planking.
Yeah,
a whole Office episode.
Why was it funny? I don't. Maybe we should bring it back. Let's see if it's funny again.
I don't think it is.
You don't think?
No.
I think
I do
try.
Think somewhere. I do think. I don't know if you've seen the video yet or not. You will see planking. In the Taylor Swift Shake It Off video.
I did not. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll show you the video when we're
nice.
Done recording here.
Nice.
Yeah. And you are not participating in the basketball game
I am
today.
Not. I have knee issues. Mm-hmm. I'm an old man. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's going to be a game time decision. I'm debating getting out there.
I thought you were announcing.
I'm thinking about getting out there.
You usually bring the mic onto the floor at one point and do mid-game interviews with players that are trying to play.
A few years ago, and I don't remember who it was, someone was shooting a free throw.
Yeah.
And I just walked out there and started bad-mouthing
exactly.
them.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I want to say it was like Dylan Ryan.
It could have been. It
who made
been.
An appearance this morning in homeroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Dylan.
Yeah, it was nice.
So I think that covers us for upcoming events.
It does.
And so we will be taking you now to our interview with some of the members of our campus ministry team and Kairos leaders. Should be a good one. And then we've got our first semifinal matchup coming up down the road. So here we go. All right, Mr. Dryan, we've got two fantastic members of our campus ministry team. Kairos leaders. Although there's a lot of secretive stuff about there Kairos. Is.
And we're back from a snow day.
Yeah, snow day was nice. You guys enjoyed the snow day?
I did.
I did as well, thank you.
It was like...
Should we introduce who it was?
We're going to get to that. Okay. It was kind of like, in honor of the Super Bowl, the call was made. The call on the field was late start.
Yeah.
Then somebody threw the red flag.
The challenge flag.
They overturned the call.
They did.
Call was overturned. Mrs. Tracy was not charged with a timeout.
No, but it was a great overturning.
You guys want to introduce yourself to the three fans at home?
No, 13.
We're up to 13.
Double digits.
No?
No, nobody? Apparently nobody's
in
the room.
I'm Julia Villome.
Julia Villome.
Where did you go to grade school?
St. Francis.
Nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Falcons.
Yes.
Senior?
Senior.
You know where you're going to school yet?
I have no idea.
That's okay.
All right. Okay.
Life's all about choices.
Jake?
My name is Jake Demanskis.
Where'd you go to grade school, Jake?
Westmont Junior High.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Okay. It's a sleeper pick.
Nice.
It's a dark horse candidate.
I didn't see that one coming.
Now, Jake is a world traveler.
I did not know this.
He's a world traveler. And he and I have been named captains of the team for the Europe trip this summer. Yeah.
Taking the reins.
Correct.
Cool. Where in Europe are we going?
Wales, London, Paris, and Ireland.
I've been to Wales and London.
Never been to Wales.
I went to a...
Here it's a whale of a good time. Am I right, Julia? High five.
I went to a castle in Wales. So it was a good time. No hot water, though. Didn't like that.
So now you're speaking on behalf of Mrs. Carraher and her wonderful department, and Mrs. Roush. Why don't you give us some of the upcoming events you guys got for the campus ministry and some of the stuff you've done already this year? By the way, Jake is eating one of Josephine's fine wraps, so he may be a little quiet for a while. Go ahead, Julia.
Fish prom. We're working on fish prom right now. There's a Kairos retreat that leaves tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That does leave tomorrow.
That's a big one.
Now, fish prom. Why don't we tell the folks at home about fish prom? Because it's like the best thing ever.
I agree. It's a prom.
Make sure we're using our big boy voice, though, so the folks at home can hear us.
I agree. It's a prom for teens with disabilities, and it gives them a chance to experience a prom if their school doesn't host one.
They had a really nice slideshow, you know, at the pep rally from one of the past fish proms a couple years ago. I truly believe it is one of the nicest things that we do. It's great.
Agreed.
The kids look so happy. It's great. It's fantastic. Yeah. Both of you guys will be there?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Very nice.
All right, so fish prom. Kairos leaves tomorrow. Now, for the folks at home, for all 13, you can't say a lot about Kairos, but how would you describe it to people listening?
Well, you have to go to experience it.
Okay.
Okay. What
that wouldn't be a great flyer. That wouldn't be a great flyer. What can you tell them about it?
Yeah. Nothing.
It's a retreat.
It's a retreat. Away from school.
3 days.
Yeah,
three
you
days.
Miss school.
For seniors.
Seniors only, yeah.
That's
it.
You find yourself. You just got to experience it.
Okay.
It's very popular. Last year, we had 4 Kairi.
The most ever.
Which is the most we've ever had.
That's the
plural of Kairos.
Kairi. Like radii.
Mm-hmm.
Octopi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got nothing else.
That's it. So, all right. So, we can't say too much about Kairos, but it is, I'll say, the kids that come back from Kairos, they like it a lot.
They do.
And I know adults go as well.
It's a good time to bond. Not only get to know yourself, but you get to know your classmates and kind of on a deeper level.
This is K-39.
I would say that.
And K-39, like the Super Bowl.
Ooh, that was 49.
Nope.
But that's okay. But it's.
I was here for K-1. I was here for K-1.
Were you on
K-1? No.
Okay.
But I was here.
All right. Good talk. I think I was on like 22.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. But I don't really remember what number I was on.
Boy, I'm tired of her.
I love me some Taylor Swift.
I am done with
her. She's my girl. The Shake It Off video, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, well, everybody has an opinion on Taylor Swift. I think that maybe, Julia, maybe you can help the folks at home decide on this. I think what's happened with Taylor Swift, she's not herself anymore. She was a nice, wholesome country music singer.
Maybe
now she's bearing her midriff.
Maybe she should go on Kairos.
She, T-Swizzle could use some Cairo.
T-Swizzle.
I agree with that.
Now, both of you have been on retreat, correct?
Yes.
And have you led?
Jake led me, and I'm leading the one that leads tomorrow.
Okay.
Leads tomorrow.
Okay.
So she was well prepared.
Of course. Well,
right. That goes without saying.
Your tutelage.
A lot of planning goes into Kairos on the kids' side as well as Mrs. Carraher. Excuse me?
Did he just
oodles and oodles of planning?
Oodles and oodles.
Okay. A yes would have sufficed, but yes, oodles.
What
oodles
adults? Fine what too. Adults are going?
On this
can you
one?
Tell us? Yeah.
I can tell that, right?
Yes.
Miss White, Cookie, Colleen Cook, Miss Roush, and Mr. Krause.
That's a good group.
And Miss Reeves is
Miss Reeves.
Like the chaperone.
The candidate.
Uh-huh.
I like it. It's a
good
group.
That's a nice
group.
A nice team. Strong
team.
To quite strong.
Strong to quite strong.
So what else has campus ministry been up to this year? Obviously masses,
Ooh.
Putting the masses together. But we've only had a couple because of different situations.
The flu.
The
we canceled the flu.
Flu knocked out one of the masses. All Saints Day fell on a Saturday.
Yep.
So what's the next mass coming up? Ash Wednesday, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah. I hear campus ministry has some good food over there. I don't wander over to campus ministry very often. What is the pantry like on K2?
Heaven in a box.
Yeah, you should go in there.
What do we got?
Goldfish, pretzels, Doritos, snack food, anything that's
what's
left
snack
over.
Food?
Snacks. A snack that smiles back.
Yeah, goldfish until you bite their heads off.
Right.
Right.
I don't like goldfish.
I love goldfish.
What about pretzels?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now here's a random one. Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
Goldfish.
Cheez-Its.
Goldfish.
Cheez-Its
yeah,
are saltier and have a more of a cheddar taste than goldfish do.
You get bored of them faster.
Not true. But you know what I do like my goldfish for? My tomato soup, because they're like they're swimming and they're my crackers in my soup.
Oh,
goldfish.
You're a child.
Yes, yeah. I am. But have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried goldfishing your tomato soup?
Nope.
I don't. I highly recommend it. I only like tomato soup with grilled cheese.
Yeah,
agreed. A nice cold winter night, you have a nice grilled cheese, a bowl of tomato soup, and you put some goldfish in it. Trust me. I'm not going to steer you wrong. Trust me on this one.
Now, what other fun events does campus ministry
Why do you
have
keep
going
doing
on?
That?
There's
Why
a,
do you keep cutting me
well,
off
there's
like
a coat
that?
Drive?
Killing me. Teens for Jeans?
Teens for Jeans. Now,
it's
jeans.
For jeans. Yeah, but all the... Okay.
No?
Now,
Jeans for Teens?
Teens
for Jeans.
It is Jeans for Teens. However, all the signs say Teens for Jeans. They have the word teens above jeans, and I don't get it.
So basically what it is we bring in used jeans for the homeless?
No pair is too used.
No pair is too used. Well, here's my issue. I have some used pairs of jeans. I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know if anybody's wearing my size.
You don't know that?
I can bring them in, but I don't know what's going to happen with them.
You bring them in.
I have some older, like acid wash jeans.
I mean, those aren't older. You wear those on the weekends. You
yeah,
love
do,
you
yeah.
some
acid
wash
jeans. I love
acid wash
jeans. I do.
And your white snake
jacket. So this
jacket.
Is a nice thing. Oh, please. So this is a nice thing, collecting jeans. There's always a coat drive. There's a food drive at Christmas time. Or Thanksgiving is the
Thanksgiving.
Food drive.
Yeah.
And the coat drive is Christmas time. What else? Do we have anything around Easter? Probably. Oh,
don't we
Stations
do?
Of the Cross. Wow.
That's my favorite mass.
Can I talk
well,
to you about
really
Stations Cross for a second?
Prayer service.
That
service.
Thing is great.
Fabulous.
It's great.
Now, you know
Love
what
Stations of the Cross.
I like the modern interpretation of the stations. I like the dance.
Mm-hmm.
I like the stories, which I know people think I'm weird, but I enjoy it. I don't know why.
Can I give a spoiler alert?
Ooh, yeah.
About Stations of the Cross? Can
yeah.
I do this?
Are you in it?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
Everybody's wearing black
just
for the
like
first,
you are today.
First 13 or 14 stations. Then everybody goes in the back.
Costume change.
They put on a white t-shirt to symbolize the fact he is risen.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like it. It's a good time.
It's great. I love Stations of the Cross. You know, it's supposed to be a downer kind of day. It's not like the happiest day of the Catholic calendar.
Correct.
But you guys do a nice job of presenting it. Anything up your sleeve yet so far this year?
Confidential.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's we're not set. Getting much.
Oh,
out
you got
of,
sour cream and onion.
I kind of feel
sour
like
sour cream and onion.
I kind of feel like we're interviewing Marshawn Lynch right now.
You have answered almost every question yourself.
Thanks
yeah,
for asking.
That's true.
So, do you plan on doing ministry in college? I'm not answering that one.
Yes.
I'm here so I don't get fined.
Wow. Marshawn.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
I do plan on doing ministry in college.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask a question that I could answer. I Jake called me out. Now I'm nervous. Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I'm nervous. Jake makes me nervous. He's an intimidating figure.
Jake makes me nervous too.
Look, oh, he's staring you down.
It doesn't really do anything for me.
So now, obviously, you guys do other things besides campus ministry. What else? What else are you involved in?
Baseball and football, the snowball program, youth initiative, and I'm sure there are a few more. The knitting club.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
You knit.
Did you knit a square yet? Mrs. Martin's trying to get me to knit a square. And I have no idea how to knit, so she said she's going to teach me. And I said, well, how long do you think that's going to take? And she thinks like maybe one or two sessions of like 45 minutes. And I'm thinking it's going to be like several weeks for me to get the technique down. But
I hear it's very relaxing. Is it relaxing, knitting?
Once you get the hang of it. Otherwise, it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
It's far. It raises your pulse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's far from relaxing.
But at the end, you feel pretty good about it.
Well, depending on
if
what you make,
yeah, good job. Good.
Yeah. Otherwise, not so much. Julia, how about you? What else you got on the plate?
I do youth initiative, class board, so senior boarder now. I play tennis. I played soccer. I don't know if I'm going to play this year. Undecided.
Uh-oh. Ooh, anything could happen.
Shh.
And
don't say that too loud.
Yeah. Oh, Roadrunner Club.
Nice. Speaking of Roadrunner.
Uh-oh.
And I will, then we'll, I just want to remind everybody at home, this is the second time you're hearing it on this podcast, Roadrunner Club will be working the auction. And one of the items at the auction is guest spot on the 1209 podcast. So please feel free. You know what? Do as much as you want.
Bid it up.
Bid it up. It's a silent auction. You can use a fake name. It's fine.
Just bid it up. Just make sure you're not the last person on the list.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think a $50 starting price is a little high.
I don't think so. I think you're worth $50.
Well, that makes one of us, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So, anything else you'd like to... how about prospective students? The prospective students that are listening. What would you tell them about coming to Nazareth?
Mm.
See, this is a tough one.
Yeah. It's a thinker.
I don't know what to pick. So many...
Pick it all. Ooh, that's a nice, look at that. It's a nice water bottle.
For those listening at home, Jake has a nice Nazareth Academy water bottle that Mr. Green is now admiring.
It's a nice water bottle. So what would you say to the prospective students about coming to Naz?
It's different. It's not the high school you expect. It's not East High, but it's not your average public school either.
What's
East High?
That's High School and High School Musical.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's before my time.
I don't know. All right. Julie, anything for the kids at home?
I think that...
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you'll definitely enjoy it. You get to know everyone because it's not that big of a school, and everyone appreciates you.
It's that family feeling again.
Yeah.
Family. Hashtag family.
Hashtag.
Unity is a pillar.
Boom.
Everyone feels welcomed.
That's what we aim for.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's been fun. I've enjoyed that. Thank you for representing campus ministry and Kairos. Kairai. Two Kairai amongst the two of you. And anything else?
No.
No. Mr. Drinan, anything else?
Never.
Well, you know what time it is.
No.
Time to head to the big
the
competition.
I'm
big
excited.
Competition. Miss Polyatka and Miss Byram this week. It got heated.
It did.
It got heated. So let's take care of that now. First semifinal matchup of the Activities Moderator International Pro-Am Tournament of Champions.
What region are we in?
This is like the Southeast.
Southeast region.
Southeast region. And the other is B. Region B.
I don't get it.
I don't think there are regions.
Okay. Are we going to introduce?
Yes, we're going to introduce.
I'm Pete Drynan, math department.
Well, I didn't mean you, but okay. All right, no problem. We've got our Roadrunner Club moderator, advanced already one round.
Guidance counselor extraordinaire.
And Hall of Famer. Let us Hall not forget
Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Athletic, I forgot. And former student of Miss Paliatka.
This is why.
Interesting
this
rivalry.
Is big.
Yep.
Mrs. Melissa Byram, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Storylines. We have storylines in this week's matchup.
And our record holder. She broke the record. She still holds it to this day.
Well, this is intimidating.
I believe I shattered the record.
You did shatter.
Moderator of our wonderful junior board, Miss Jean Pagliatta.
Yay!
Former teacher of Miss Byram.
Which makes sense.
And also Nazareth alum.
And also Nazareth alum. That's
I'm
correct.
And not
here.
Only was she my teacher, I was on junior board
she
for
was.
You.
That's right.
Wow.
It's kind of a,
I tried being on junior board, and she told me I was not fit.
You never said that.
Physically.
Well, right.
You never said
it was rude, it was mean, and it hurt.
That's such
to
a
this
lie.
Day,
why
it
would
hurts.
You say that?
I never said that.
So speaking of love, this will be posted a little bit before Valentine's Day. So our words are themed to Valentine's Day.
I was hoping
Day.
Groundhog. Oh, nice. I was hoping we'd talk about Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil. Phil Connors? Phil?
Neil
Phil
knows
Connors?
Ned.
Neil knows Ned. Ned the
Ned. Ned Ryerson.
Great movie. Groundhog Day is a fine film. And I would argue, if anybody says that is not Bill Murray's best work, they're wrong.
What about Ghostbusters?
Nope. Groundhog Day.
Wow.
So I'm going to give you the four words. Of course, you're going to write down the first word that comes to mind that you think is going to match Mr. Drynan. And the winner of this game will go on to the finals to face either Sister Mary Jo or Mrs. Hawkins.
You're an either guy. I'm an either guy.
Yeah, either or. Number one. Mm-hmm. Number one. Heart.
Heart.
Heart. Now, could be anything, really.
I don't think anybody's going to... I'm in a weird mood today. I don't think anybody's going to match.
So unusual. So unusual.
I know.
All right, so Mrs. Byram, what did you say for heart?
Break.
Break. Now, see, that's not an uplifting one.
No, it's not.
It's Valentine's
what I
Day.
Mr. Drynan might right now.
He's married to a lovely lady.
He
I
is.
Am.
Yeah.
I am.
Miss Pagliatka.
Attack.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my
this
goodness.
We need to open a window here.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Drynan?
Well, it's kind of close. I said achy breaky heart.
Okay.
Are we gonna score it or no?
No. What would that match with?
She said break.
No.
Oh,
achy breaky.
See?
No, because you are referring to the Billy Ray Cyrus
yes,
song.
Yes, I was.
And she is referring to, February 15th. All right. So no match. Number two.
Heart attack. Wow.
Yeah, hopefully this goes better. Number two. Chocolate. Mr. Drynan was not wasting time.
Boom! I'm
he
ready
He had
to go.
That one. Mrs. Byram has her answer, and Ms. Pagliatka is looking like she's having some trouble.
I think she gauges her answers off of my speediness.
Uh-huh.
She's a tricky one.
What is it again? Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Okay.
A chocolate.
Okay. That's a good
All right. Mrs. Byram.
Fountain.
Fountain.
Ooh, I like chocolate fountains.
They're a lot
I know
of fun.
You
do
that's
fondue.
What I was
you can do fondue
for.
With fountains. Ms. Pagliatka.
Milk.
Milk. Mr.
Boom! Oh. Milk! Milk!
Chocolate milk. Chocolate milk.
Darn it.
All right. Okay. Well, this is...
Good work. Good work.
She's not to be fooled with.
I know. I'm competitive, but I can give credit where credit is due.
Who brought the Smarties?
I did.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of you.
I say thank you after I've already eaten mine.
That's all right.
Doc Young Peter used to give us Smarties before tests.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Did they help?
Not according to my grade. You know what I was saying? Number three.
What is wrong with you?
Number
three. The sad
three.
Part is no one at home is laughing right now.
No,
they're just hitting,
no,
the,
no,
they're
no,
hitting the plus 15 seconds to fast forward it.
You think, you know, when I listen to podcasts, I listen to them at 2x speed so that it's like an hour and a half podcast. I get it done in 45 minutes. Do you think people just like fast forward to the end to say they downloaded it?
Yes.
Probably. Absolutely.
Okay.
For sure.
Number three. Candles. Candles, Mrs. Byram.
Where do you get this from?
candles. Have you never celebrated Valentine's Day? Really. Sometimes you light candles at a romantic dinner.
I guess. Jeez.
This is kind of awkward.
Is it plural?
Candles.
Yeah. Candles.
Candles.
Oh, I have so many good
More
answers.
Than one candle.
But I already wrote my answer down.
Okay.
I don't know what's right.
Ms. Pagliacca looks like she... Nope, she's changing her answer. Mrs. Byram has not even begun writing. Mr. Dryden is making a paper airplane.
Yep. I got this one.
I don't know. Okay, I'm just gonna...
Who's going first?
We're gonna go with Mrs. Byram. Mrs. Byram, candles.
Fire.
Fire.
I do like fire.
Okay. Miss Pagliacca.
I saw nothing.
Need an answer.
How about Yankee candles?
Yankee candles? Mr. Dryden.
Let's just, yeah. I said birthday candles.
Oh.
Birthday candles.
I think the correct answer is scented.
I was going to go wax.
Wax.
Candle
wax.
I was thinking that, though.
But it's because you made it plural. If you had just made a candle,
right.
I feel like it would have opened up
yeah.
to more
That's
possibilities.
That's why I went with birthday candles. It's a big one. Do you have a tiebreaker, just in case?
I've got two tiebreakers. I come prepared, like every Boy Scout.
I'm already coming from behind here. I'm done.
Well, if you get this,
don't
though.
Give up. Yeah.
This could be it.
I don't know.
You could be tied.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the thing that is most synonymous with Valentine's Day. Love.
What does Mr. Dryden think when we say love?
Could be anything.
Man.
Could be anything.
I might get in trouble
could
for
be
this answer. Could be. I could get in trouble.
Let's see. No, that's fine.
All
right. All right. Ms. Pagliacca, do you have an answer?
No, I don't.
No, you don't have an answer.
I think she has to go first.
You know what I want for next year on the podcast? You ever watch Match Game? When they're done, they slide their answers into this little machine and the light goes on and like Charles Nelson Reilly says, locked in. I want that. I want the little thing where you can slide it in.
Why don't you just say locked in? Nobody at home knows whether...
For my entertainment.
Oh, okay. It's all about you.
Do we have an answer, Ms. Pagliacca?
No.
Love.
First word that comes to your mind. Just right.
Love.
No, it's supposed to be the first word that comes to your mind.
Well,
right.
I already did
That's
it.
Hard.
Right.
And I have no idea what goes on.
Trying to
your
think
brain
like
sometimes.
You, it's hard.
It is.
Anything could happen.
Well, it's because it's different every day.
It is.
Ms. Pagliacca, we are struggling.
Can we play the Jeopardy song?
No, that just makes me feel more pressure. Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right. Mrs. Byram, let's see.
She's got to get it right.
Love.
You have to get it right.
I know, it's a little pressure.
I'm going to send you the answer right now.
Oh,
got
okay,
it?
Here we go.
This is what you would think.
Yes.
Not me. Katie.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's so sweet.
Hi, Katie Dryden.
It's
that's
so
not it,
sweet.
But that's so not what you wrote, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Ms. Pagliacca? Hurts.
Wow.
Love hurts.
Correct answer. Cupid. We were
Cupid.
Looking for Cupid.
Well, this has been
Cupid
the least exciting round of any of the games
Cupid
we have played.
Cupid, draw back your butt. No.
Let me say this.
How about the Cupid Shuffle?
Katie,
I don't know what
oh,
that is.
I like the Cupid Shuffle. Katie is going to be disappointed.
Yeah, as soon as I wrote Cupid, I was like, eh, I should have wrote it.
Probably should have written Katie.
Probably should have written her.
So, Miss Pagliacca.
Yes.
Winner.
Win.
We are
it's
going from the Southeast from the Southeast Division. The Southeast Division.
Woo!
We've got Miss Pagliacca heading
game.
To the finals. To take on either Mrs. Hawkins or Sister Mary Jo, that'll be coming up in
That's
2 weeks.
Matchup.
Wow.
Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This has been great, and we will turn it to Mrs. Tracy to take us away.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.